Welcome to another discussion on Science and the Bible, brought to you by Wellspring Christian Family Schools. Hi, this is Jay Oxt with the Institute for Scientific and Biblical Research. This is the last program in the WCFS Bible and Science series, at least for a while. We are using last week's discussion and this one to sum up and recap all of our previous discussions. At the end of this program, I will provide you with a list of some of my favorite resources. If you missed any of these programs, they can be found on the WTHU Radio website, which can be found online at WTHUradio.com. Then scroll down and click on Family by Design. On the Family by Design section of this website, you will find radio programs produced by Wellspring Christian Family Schools dating all the way back to the beginning of 2023. Now, if you'd like to skip a step, go directly to WTHUradio.com/209-2. Okay, so that's WTHUradio.com/209-2. Catch the difference between the slash and the dash, right? For the most convenience, though, what you really ought to do is bookmark that page. That way, you have instant access to the Family by Design programs. Well, let's continue our recap with where we left off from last week. On June 30, being just a few days before Independence Day, we decided to diverge from the sciences for one session. Just as science is being rewritten to reject our Creator God, our history is being rewritten to reject the Christian influences of our nation's founding fathers. Our society is replacing his story with anyone's story. This is a tremendous shame. We live in the information age, where people can read what our nation's founding fathers had to say. Yet, our society insists on ignoring their words and replacing them with revisionist history. So this discussion focused on the words of our founding fathers and where you can obtain printed copies of their actual words. Our 16th Bible and Science program aired on July 7. This discussion focused on the fascinating topic of dinosaurs. This is another enormous topic, as they all are. This session briefly discussed some biblical creatures that may very well have been dinosaurs. They don't fit anything living today. We then talked about the fact that so many dinosaurs have very distinctive features that they are easy to identify. Lastly, we concentrated on the fact that by comparing these distinctive features that we now know with sculptures and artwork that were produced prior to having this knowledge, it is easy to determine that dinosaurs and man walked on the earth together not all that long ago. Our 17th Bible and Science program aired on July 14. This discussion focused on the theory that man evolved from a chimpanzee-like creature. Evolutionists have evaluated the vast differences in chimps and humans, along with the time frame available for those changes to have supposedly occurred by evolution. Based on their criteria that they calculated, the chimp DNA must be 99% the same as human DNA. Otherwise, their evolution time frame would not be sufficient. Wouldn't be enough time to make those changes. However, the recent genome studies have clearly shown that the chimp DNA and the human DNA are nowhere near 99% the same, not even close. Scientists continue to publish this 99% figure, though, knowing that this figure is categorically false. Our 18th Bible and Science program aired on July 21st. This discussion focused on Noah's flood. What on earth happened? Or should I say, what all over the earth happened? In this discussion, we make no attempt to explain away this incredible, miraculous event. This session briefly discusses five different ideas as to what processes could have occurred during this worldwide flood, and compares these ideas with the data from all around the earth to evaluate which of these processes fits the data the best. Ultimately, no matter how you look at it, per Genesis chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 13, it was a miraculous event that God used as a judgment on mankind. And at the same time, perhaps even more importantly, it is an expression of his love and salvation for those who turn to him. Our 19th Bible and Science program aired on July 28. This discussion focused on the concept of intelligent design. Historically, man has easily recognized God's hand in the design of the universe, and particularly life. We recognize intelligent design regularly, on a daily basis, without even thinking about it. This recognition was even mentioned by the same term back in 1967 on the Moody Science video series. But how do we recognize that intelligence and intelligent design? This discussion addresses that question and firmly establishes that God is the ultimate source of intelligence and used his intelligence to create you, the entire universe, and all that is in it. Our 12th Bible and Science program aired on August 4. This discussion focused on the question, what difference does it make? Who cares if I believe in creation or evolution? In this discussion, we reviewed 12 of the many basic scriptural principles that are rooted in Genesis chapter 1. But rather than reiterating those, in summary, God's special creation is not just a side issue. It is referenced in his word over 500 times for very specific reasons. God's word matters. All of God's word matters. We need to trust it. To not trust in his word is to not trust in him. Our 21st Bible and Science program aired on August 11. This discussion focused on the question, are scientific facts and laws subject to change? All too often, today's scientists, teachers, doctors, and the media would like you to believe that scientific facts and laws are subject to change. In other words, there is no such thing as truth, and nothing is absolute. This is a direct attack on God and his word. This discussion shows that the scientific facts are confirmed billions of times each and every day. What does God's word tell us? Well, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 reconfirms that God is the creator of all things. And the very next verse, verse 17, God reconfirms that he sustains all things. Our 22nd Bible and Science program aired on August 18. This discussion focused on incredible creatures that defy evolution. I first became fascinated by incredible creatures that defy evolution when a fellow by the name of Dr. Job Martin produced a series of videos by this name back in 2006. Since that time, Dr. Martin has produced a dozen or so more videos of numerous creatures, and most recently on the amazing creatures of Alaska. It is difficult to decide which creatures to discuss. They are all so fascinated. So I provided a brief discussion of a few of my favorites. We also developed an analogy of a very complex, full-page, dot-to-dot picture. Remember doing dot-to-dots? Without the numbers to direct us, all we could do is come up with some random forms that given the limited information, would be scattered around on the page and have no continuity. On the other hand, since dot-to-dot puzzles do give us numbers to guide us, we can painstakingly connect all of these dots to form an amazing tapestry. That is the way the creation and evolution sciences work. The evolutionary sciences are like random dots connected here and there on this dot-to-dot page. On the surface, some of them seem to even make sense, and sometimes may even appear quite convincing. But these images do not connect with each other, and they do not work together. On the other hand, when we use God's word as our basis for science, we are guided by His direction. The dot-to-dots of science all work together to form a marvelous picture of truth, and they all work together to form incredible creatures that defy evolution. Our 23rd Bible and Science program aired last week, on August 25th. In this session, we began a two-part summary of all of the Bible and Scripture programs. The point of these two discussions is threefold. Number one, to describe in a single session, how all of the areas of science support the Scriptures, not just isolated topics. Number two, to share a quick summary of each topic so that, if interested, you can listen to any particular session again. And number three, to express once again that you can trust the Word of God from cover to cover. Never let anyone disturb that trust by interjecting their opinions of false sciences. Once again, this Bible and Science series may appear to be all about the sciences that support the Scriptures, and all too often that draws a picture of science, when in fact, the whole key to each and every one of these discussions is support of the Scriptures. In and of itself, the science does not matter. I cannot stress that too much. For the people who want to reject God's word, science is merely the popular mechanism that they often use to reject it. But keep in mind, rejecting God's word is a heart issue, not a science issue. Having said that, the purpose of these discussions, with that respect, is twofold. One, to recognize that the Scriptures and science are fully complementary, not contradictory. This should bolster your faith in God's Word. And two, to provide you with tools to witness to those who use science as their excuse for rejecting God. In this case, though, do not expect that you'll convert them by arguing the sciences. They can raise objections much faster than you can respond to them. Trust me, they can raise objections much faster than you can respond to them. Just let them know with full confidence that there is another way to look at that objection, a way that fully supports the Scriptures. Having said that, God has wired all of us differently, right? For example, Some of us are wired more for the English and history areas, and some of us are wired more for math and science areas. And God has purposes for each and every one of us according to those gifts that He has given us. Some of you who are wired for the math and sciences, you need to develop a pretty good understanding of the sciences that support God's Word. You need to be able to articulate at least some of these topics to others. On the other hand, those of you who are wired for the English and history, many of you, you really don't care about the sciences that support God's Word. For you, it isn't really an issue. And that's fine. But you should at least listen to these explanations. You may never be able to articulate any of them, but by listening to these explanations, you will have the confidence to know that all sciences support God's Word, even if you could never explain them. When people challenge your faith, you can merely smile with the assurance that God's Word is true, and maybe even point that person to qualified resources. Lastly, I would like to most seriously thank Wellspring Christian Family Schools for the opportunity to pull these programs together. I have really enjoyed them. I am always blessed by sharing how God's Word and the sciences work so well together. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Joel. Thank you so much for this great opportunity. Your work and assistance is greatly appreciated. And thank you for producing the whole Family by Design program. That is a wonderful program. I am sure many people have been blessed by those broadcasts. It is very difficult to present any of these topics without visual aids, especially in a 30-minute time frame. So if there was anything that you heard that raised your eyebrow, or you went, huh? You will not be alone. I strongly suggest that you look into that topic in more depth. Here are three steps that you can take. Number one, listen to that program again. Maybe my description or illustration was unclear. That's certainly possible. In an effort to be brief and fit it into 30 minutes, maybe I left out some important facts. I'm sure I did that sometimes. These programs can be found at WTHUradio.com. Then, as we said earlier, scroll down to Family by Design. That's where you'll find these WCFS programs. So bookmark them. Number two, do your own research. I recommend the following websites. The first one is the Institute for Creation Research. Okay, that website is icr.org. Institute for Creation Research, icr.org. Then there's Creation Ministries International. That website is creation.com. Okay, that's Creation Ministries International. Their website is creation.com. Then we have Answers in Genesis. Their website is very easy, Answers in Genesis, all one word, .org. There are numerous ISBR presentations on the Institute for Scientific and Biblical Research website. Okay, that website is ISBRMinistries, all one word, .org. That's isbrministries.org. Now, if you are really interested in actual tech papers, get your pencil ready. Check out Cedarville University's site. It's called Digital Commons, that's all one word, digitalcommons.cedarville.edu. /ICC, okay, then you have the underline symbol, the horizontal line, the underline symbol, and then proceedings, a slash. Again, I guess the slash is optional. But in any event, once again, digitalcommons.cedarville.edu/ICC_proceedings. Okay, these are the International Conference on Creationism proceedings. Very technical papers. They are excellent. Don't forget that underline symbol between ICC and proceedings. I could recommend numerous books, but if I had to recommend one, in addition to God's Word, I would recommend a book called The Young Earth by Dr. John Morris. Dr. Morris was the president of ICR for 18 years. This book is easy to understand. It discusses all of the sciences that support the biblical account of creation, but it doesn't stop there. It ties it in with the scriptures and why it matters as well. It's an excellent book. So once again, that book is The Young Earth by Dr. John Morris. You can pick up this book from numerous websites. I always purchase my copies directly from ICR. Number three, there are also two live in-person venues that you could attend. I will be starting to teach a Bible and Science class on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. at Mount Airy Bible Church. That's one. The other, the Frederick chapter of ISBR, meets on the second Monday of each month at 6:45 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, at Frederick Calvary Chapel. You are certainly welcome to any of those discussions. I would like to also make you aware of a new video streaming series that is in development. I mentioned Dr. John Morris a few moments ago. John was a good friend of mine. He passed away January a year ago. He led 13 expeditions up on Mount Ararat in search for Noah's Ark. That was long before I knew him. In addition to a typical mountain climb, his team faced robbers, terrorists. They were even jailed once. They faced wolves, horrific storms, and on one occasion, they were even struck by lightning. Imagine that. An amazing story. So think about it. Noah was struck by God to build the ark. John was struck by lightning in search for Noah's ark. The stories are fascinating. So, a new movie streaming series is currently being developed. It is called, appropriately, Struck, the Series. This series will interlace the lives of these two individuals, real people, Noah and John. The fascinating stories of John are captivating and will draw people in. As these scenes are interlaced with Noah's life, it will show that Noah was a real person who built a real ark to save other people from a real flood. The series will then contrast the salvation provided by the ark with the salvation provided by Christ, and Lord willing, lead people to Christ. And on top of all of that, since the series will have the attention of so many people, the extra features will include discussions on some of the areas of science that most people have never been exposed to. So, I would like to urge you to check out their website. That website is struckthesereies.com. Okay, once again, struckthesereies, all one word, .com. Check out that website and get involved with this exciting development. Well, let's wrap this up. Folks, truth is truth. All too many people want to segregate truth. They say, Well, that might be true for religion, but this is science. Or they may say, well, that might be science, but I'm talking about God's word. Folks, if something is true, it's true for scripture, it's true for science, it's true for history, it's true for math, and everything else. Truth has no boundaries. If something is true and stated and worded properly, it is true for all subjects, for all people, for all times, and for any location, any place in the world. God's word is the perfect example. So never forget, true science and God's true word must always agree. Otherwise, by definition, one of the two must be false. Well, let's close with prayer. Father, it has been such a blessing for you to allow me the opportunity to prepare these discussions. Please put them to your use, for your glory, for your kingdom. Father, you are such a wonderful God. As we look around, everything we see points to you as our amazing, loving Creator. How can people miss that? Father, we really haven't had near enough time to adequately discuss any of these topics. I pray that you give our listeners a heart to dig deeper into these topics. I pray that these topics will bolster their trust in you. I pray that these topics can be used as a witness to struggling Christians and to unbelievers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you do for each and every one of us, each and every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you for the past 6 months. And I want to thank WCFS, particularly Gary and Joel. Once again, thank you for all of your support. It's been a tremendous opportunity. I greatly appreciate it. Hopefully, those who listen to this program will have found a little bit of the information useful. For the topics that still confuse you, write those questions down on a 3x5 card and carry that card with you at all times. That way, when we get to heaven, we can sit down with that loving, omniscient Father, our Father God, and have an eternity with Him for Him to explain all of these mysteries to us. I sure look forward to that, and I pray that you do too. God bless each and every one of you.